I've got something I'd like to say.
I am full-on Charles in charge of you.
It really isn't as lame and stupid as once suspected.
You're kind of creepy. I think this may be a stupid idea.
I dare you to make less sense.
This is getting stupid.
It's showtime.
It's the Morning Crew Radio Show on Rock 104.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome into the Fortress of Attitude. This is the Morning Crew Radio Show. It is Tuesday, the 7th of May. Glad that you're with us here on Rock 104. If you're listening in through the app stream or by telling Alexa to play us, thank you so much for doing so. We're very appreciative of all of that. You can join in as well, as always, at 545-ROCK or 649-ROLL. If you like texting us, you can do that too. Also at 545-7625, all area code 601. The email ID is morningcrew at rock104fm.com. The social media platforms are there as well. Weather-wise, as we get this Tuesday started, it's a little on the foggy side. At least it kind of looks like it is. I can't tell whether it's fog or condensation on the windows. But in any case, might not be a bad idea to keep those headlights cut on for just a little while longer. We'll see a high right around 88 degrees, a little bit of sunshine, a few clouds, and a slight chance of an afternoon shower thunderstorm popping up. We're at 70 degrees in Hattiesburg. I'm Tom Colt over there, the hardest working man on the radio today, Mr. Flybron Hicks.
Hey now.
The other one hadn't made it in just yet. I about didn't make it in this morning.
I know, we're about down to one in here. Near about lost time, y'all. Dodged a bullet.
Tell you what.
Just moments ago.
I heard you come in, or I heard someone come in. I didn't know if it was you.
It was
you
me. Or,
well, obviously, because John's not here yet. But it, I heard somebody come in, and you know, I'm upstairs in my office working, putting stuff, the finishing touches on this thing. I mean, I'm still not done with that, but I'm and, you know, I better get downstairs. Time's getting short.
Oh, yeah. Time to broadcast.
So I get up, and I conk my left knee on a handle of one of the drawers of my desk. And these are metal handles that stick out almost, I mean, they stick out a good 2 inches.
Yeah. Clipped that, you good, did it?
Oh, man. And it's, you know how you have the spot on your elbow, yeah, the funny
yeah.
bone?
Yeah, not
I
funny.
I hit the equivalent of that on my knee.
Yeah.
And just about fell over completely. I'm crashing into one of my walls in the office that I have a bunch of CDs and stuff on, making a ruckus. downstairs, and Brian's going, "You okay?"
Yeah, I was in the kitchen getting a cup of coffee, and I heard, well, it wasn't even that bad. It wasn't, like, overly dramatic. It was just like,
yeah, there was a, oh.
Yeah. Just in the distance.
Oh,
but glad you made it through.
Well, thankfully the stairs are not right outside my door, because I could have. I just would have probably just gone down the stairs.
Well, I'm glad you made it, because
you'd have just turned around and gone home.
Yeah, I would have. I would have.
We knew this day was coming. Today's the day.
I'd have left a note on the door.
Would you have really even
yeah.
done that?
Yeah. So the next person that came in and wondered what was going on, I'd say, Tom fell and died. I left. So, but glad you made it. Got up too fast. You got to slow it down.
I don't know whether I got up too. I knew.
Your leg was asleep.
No. I knew my time was running short. I knew I needed to get down here. And so.
You got up too quick.
Probably that's it. And just was. I wouldn't even say I was out of balance. It's just like, just caught that.
Yeah, didn't have your dimensions right.
Damn. Handle on the desk. And
oh, I've done that before. And it's like, I've dislocated my. I've knocked my knee out.
And it doesn't help that I'm wearing shorts, so I don't even have, you know, I even look down like, did I just rip like half an inch of skin right off of my knee or cap? But no, I'm all right.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to need you. I have to put some ice on it.
Yeah, maybe so. Can I claim workman's comp on this?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
But I hurt myself at work.
We've had people hurt themselves far worse here.
Yeah, we've had people fall through the ceiling before. I mean, all the way through the ceiling before.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be poking around up there.
Well, I guess that's true, I suppose. So how are you?
I am okay.
Yeah. You haven't banged your knee in anything this morning?
No, not yet.
Well,
the day's still young,
the morning's young. Yeah.
Monday part two, eh?
Oh, gosh. That started when the alarm went off this morning. Like, I've had to force my eyes open and just like, But, hey, we're here.
Yeah, I got hot last night.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Wake up in the middle of the night and you're sweaty.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I need to get up and lower the thermostat a bit. But I was like, man.
Sleeping too good.
Just don't want to get up.
I know.
I was like, it'll kick on eventually because it's like Hades in here. It'll figure it out eventually. And it's like I don't recall it ever clicking on. And then I get up to go to work. And as I'm walking out, I heard.
You son of a.
Where were you 2 hours ago?
I know. But it's even worse than that. Although that's bad. And granted, I hate that too. And you wake up and you're like just, oh my gosh. Yeah. Have I been in a pool? Is now I'm getting to the age where I'll wake up maybe an hour before I'm supposed to get up, have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And it's like, okay, well.
It's that prostrate.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help when you're banging your knee into stuff and falling downstairs and things.
When we ice your knee later, we'll go ahead and check that.
But no, he's like, yeah, it's always like an hour, 45 minutes to an hour before I'm set to get up.
Yeah.
I'm like, son of a. I'm only getting like 5 hours of sleep to begin with. And now you get.
It's time for a catheter, Tom.
If it wouldn't be so painful, I might look into that. Very least a bedpan.
There you go. Get your old milk jug and pee in it. Hang it off the side of the bed. Good morning. It's a go for your full Howard Hughes here. End of your life.
My luck, I'd get up, bang into something, and kick the jug over in the middle of the night. By the way, Brian got a message from John. He will not be with us today.
No.
Yes.
Did he fall too? Whole damn platoon's dropping like flies.
I know. You got a bum shoulder?
Yeah. Something's wrong. Feels like I need to be popped.
About knocked my leg off a few minutes ago. Lord only knows what's wrong with John. I mean, you know, we could list a lot of stuff, but. Anyway, he said he's going to be in for the midday show, so.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We need to get avatars like Kiss.
I'm not totally against that, except that we'd probably be replaced. Completely.
Yeah, but we get all the royalties.
Image and likeness kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Live events and stuff.
Uh-huh. Can we get the avatar to go do shopping for me, too?
I don't see why not.
Okay, very good. Hey, speaking of losing a leg, this is kind of a weird story out of Rankin County. A group of kids over the weekend discovered a human leg in a small lake there. Prompting a more thorough search of the area.
They think it belonged to somebody.
More likely than not, yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
Flowood police say the kids were fishing at Primos Lake? I guess it is. Anyway, they were doing this on Sunday. One of the kids' lures snagged the leg that had a sock on it.
Oh, that'll ruin a day of fishing, let me tell you. That is awful. That's the stuff. That's what happens in Jaws. You know?
Yeah.
That's what you expect to see in some movie.
Kids reeling
in a
dismembered leg.
Wow, that's weird.
Flowood Police Chief Eric Zetterholm says the leg was mostly bone, meaning that it likely had been in the water for quite some time.
Still had a sock on it.
Still had a sock on it.
That's horrifying.
So, obviously, they sent out authorities yesterday to the lake, and they found more bones yesterday, and they're still searching to see if they can find something else. Meanwhile, officials are going to be in DNA testing on the leg or what's left of it in hopes of identifying the person it belonged to.
That's nuts, man.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it could be anything.
Well,
could be a drowning. Could be somebody murdered somebody and dumped a body. Could be gators.
Yeah.
Could be all of the above.
It really could, couldn't it? All of the above?
Yeah. You know, somebody nefarious.
Oh, yes. Drowned somebody and then left you for the gators.
Yeah, dumped you out there and just floated you off. And
Usually, don't you usually have, a missing person or some sort of idea, maybe?
They've probably narrowed it down considerably here since the leg was discovered.
Weird, though. I wish I knew how old the kids were. I'm picturing, like, the Goonies.
Yeah, that's Stand By Me, kids.
Yeah, right.
Poking the dead body.
Yeah.
Trevor, stop poking it with a stick. Trevor.
Huh? No.
Why did we bring Trevor?
I don't know. He's always doing stuff. Let's see what else we got here for you. You know what? Hey, let's just throw this out here. 55% of Americans say how a home smells is more important than how it looks.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you don't want to... They're talking about any house they enter or their houses where they reside.
I'm it doesn't really say in this story, but some 40% regard making their home... Oh, I guess it is their home. 40% regard making their home smell as good as the cherry on top when it comes to cleaning routine. 37% of people would love to hear that their home has a good vibe about it. 52% appreciate being told their house looks clean. I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Especially smell clean. I mean, you know, it needs a fresh coat of paint on the outside or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
We'll get around to it.
Yeah. It's not like it's assaulting your senses when you walk in the front door.
Walking through the place with the Febreze out.
Yeah.
That's doable.
Uh-huh.
Light a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Attempt feng shui.
Get rid of the leg that the kids brought back from the fishing trip.
That's right. Take that out in the yard. I told y'all not to bring that leg in this house. You don't know where it's been.
Well, yeah, you do know where it's been. It's been the bottom of a pond.
Well, before that.
Well, attached to somebody, evidently.
Well, I don't want it in here. Yeah. Trevor, get it out of here.
Damn it, Trevor. Always making trouble, that Trevor. one little quick note here for you. Better than 30 groups took part in yesterday's Parade of Champions through parts of downtown Hattiesburg.
That was the Joy Lee McNellis show, was it not?
Well, she was the grand marshal for the... 5th annual Parade of Champions parade. Yes. Yes, she was. The parade is held as an annual celebration of Hub City area athletic and scholastic accomplishments.
Always a good time.
Yeah. We'll say this, though. The crowd that turns out for the parade, just from the pictures that I saw from the various media sources, looked like there were more people in the parade than actually watching the parade.
Well, it's a work day, Tom.
It is. And it's 5:30 on a school day night and all that other stuff. I mean, why couldn't you have it like on a Friday or a Saturday?
The Voice was on. You know?
Ronnie McDowell was playing at the Sanger.
Too much stuff going on, Tom.
I like bringing these dream job to yours for you, just in case this radio thing doesn't work out.
It's probably not going to, in all honesty.
Really hasn't worked out for you so far.
No. No, it's been a disaster thus far.
And initially, I looked at this and thought, you know, this is kind of just a side hustle, this next thing. But I think you actually could make a career out of this. Now, you're going to need a little help.
Now, I'm looking at our show planner right now.
Uh-huh.
And it says college side hustle.
Okay, because the
I'm not in college, Tom.
I gotcha. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a college side hustle. The person who developed this is a college student.
Okay.
He's rather innovative. He has discovered a way to flip restaurant reservations.
I see what he's doing. He's like calling them up as soon as they open, you know, and
well, what his,
getting all the primetime dining.
Yeah, his
hours.
Name is Alex Iser, and he's I guess he's pretty pretty in touch with all the computer. He's a computer nerd.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he's online.
Well, he's also a programmer. I guess he's probably studying computer science of some sort. He knows how to code, okay,
yes.
As the kids like to say.
He can develop software.
It's exactly, and he has developed a bot that will secure spots and then sell them to the highest bidder online.
Seems like this would be frowned upon.
Okay.
It's like scalping.
There is a congressional thing called the Better Online Ticket Sales Act.
I mean, it hasn't stopped Ticketmaster, so.
Well, but see, that's a legalized thing. This is an individual who has got a bot, right? He's basically developed his own thing to automatically go and get reservations, secure reservations online. Because a lot of restaurants do that now, where you don't have to call them up and say, I'd like a table for 4 at 6:30. It does it online. This bot will go out and find that, secure it, and then advertise, hey, did you want to go eat at Hicks's Fine Dining this evening? Here's what the reservations we have available. What would you bid on them? Now, obviously, it's not going to work for places where there's not a lot of foot traffic.
Right, right.
But you mentioned it sounds like it's illegal. This Better Online Ticket Sales Act reduces the use of bots when it comes to buying tickets, but it's really kind of unclear if it actually applies to restaurant reservations.
And I'm so old school. When you first brought this up, I was thinking some guy sitting by the telephone.
I know,
going
right?
Through the yellow pages. Like, all right.
You really are going old school.
Yes. Popeyes.
Popeyes.
I would like to make a reservation for 7.
First of
7:30.
All, first of all,
8, 8:30.
They're not even going to answer the phone at Popeyes. What you want?
I'd like to make a reservation, please.
Shut up.
Okay, 7:30, if that's possible.
You just show up, we'd be here.
Dining room be closed then.
Drive through only.
You know, Popeyes. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Sure. Okay.
Not all this new age computer, but yeah.
Right. Right.
He's got a bot.
He has developed a bot. And Alex's largest sale so far has been $1,358 for a reservation to some Japanese restaurant. It doesn't say where this is from, but you know what? Here's the thing is, you could do this anywhere, right? Because it's online.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make reservations in, I don't know, Destin, Florida, for the best establishment in Destin, whatever. Here in the Hattiesburg area.
Shoot, I'm going to go for New York City.
Oh, there you go. That's the obvious choice. New York or L.A., some of the very trendy. New Orleans, for crying out loud, right?
There you go.
Got a bunch of great restaurants just down the road a piece here. To date, he has made about $105,000 from his bot.
That's a good collection of beer money.
No word if he's able to secure that Popeyes reservation, though.
Probably not. Not at any Popeyes.
I said, drive through only. Now pull around and pull forward. We'll get your order to you when you get here.
If you don't stop calling, we're going to fine you.
Hey, you know what Sunday is?
Oh, no.
It will be
May 12th.
Actually, yes, it'll be May the 12th.
Oh, it's my daughter's birthday.
Is it
I'm
really?
I'm glad you remembered that, Tom.
Well, happy birthday, Raya.
Yeah.
How old will she be?
19.
You are, get out of here.
No. Next year, she'll be 20.
You mean last year she was 18?
Yeah, she's 18 now, currently.
That doesn't seem possible.
So, yeah, that's nice of you to bring that up, Tom.
Well, happy birthday a few days early to Raya.
Yeah.
Is that 19?
Yeah, 19. Is that what you were talking about?
No, that wasn't, but I'm almost dumbstruck by that.
Yeah, we're old.
Well, again, my son will be 32 2 this year, so.
See, that makes me sick to my stomach.
You remember when he'd come in as like a, like yes. a little snot-nosed kid?
Yeah, he was a child.
Yes, as a child. You'd just sit over there and crack him up with your Harry Carey impersonation.
Right? Just say anything, he'd laugh.
Yeah, exactly. He was great for the show.
He was good-natured,
yeah.
you know?
Always had a good time.
Adult.
Yeah.
Weird.
No. That does make you feel old, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I want to drink.
What does it make you want to drink?
Not much.
Well, Sunday is also Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. Most of us have one.
I think we've all had one at one time
or
another.
Sometimes they leave us.
Well, but you had a mother.
Yeah, like dumped us off at the nunnery.
Do we have a lot of those around here?
Sure.
Okay.
Not as many as other places, but we got nunneries.
Do you have something for Mom picked out yet?
No, but I'm going to find me a nice card.
May not be a Mother's Day card, necessarily may not be that, but you'll find a card.
I'll write Happy Mother's Day on there, so no matter what it says,
you got a Sharpie.
It ends up being a Happy Mother's
Day
card.
Right. Well, if you haven't gotten Mom something yet for Mother's Day, or maybe you've got a mother in your life, a spouse, a daughter-in-law, maybe yourself a mother and you want to treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what we're doing. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to the point. This break. Didn't look at the show planner.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, here we go.
Yes. Time for you to identify a TV mom. Man. We're going to give you a TV mom at 545-ROCK, 649-ROLL-AREA-601-545-765 or 649-7655. Correctly identify. The first person to correctly identify this TV mom will be qualified for Friday's grand prize drawing for the Mother's Day prize pack, which includes a $100 gift certificate to Half Shell Oyster House in Hattiesburg, a $1,400 one-third carat diamond cluster necklace from Carter Jewelers in Jackson.
I seen it. It's sparkly and fancy.
It really is pretty
cool. They wouldn't let me touch it, but I gazed upon it.
Right.
I was dazzled.
You went to reach for it, and you got one of these things.
Yeah, they closed it on me like in Pretty Woman.
Yes. You also get a really nice Mother's Day bouquet of roses from Sweet Blossoms and Petals, should you be our grand prize drawing winner. But you got to qualify first. And to qualify, you need to identify a TV mom. Now, we need the character's name, not the actress who portrayed her, not the TV show she's from. We need her name.
All right.
Are you ready to listen?
I've been catching up on my TV moms.
Okay.
I'm
all right.
Good
to go. Let's see if you can identify this one at 545-ROCK, 649-ROLL. That would be helpful if the thing played.
Good morning, my dear. You seem quite happy.
I am, darling. My thorns came in so nice and pointy this year.
Oh, they talk about green thumbs. You've got a red thumb.
Yes, there is a man in there, too.
Okay, disregard the man speaking.
Yes, the female voice is who we want.
Okay.
I'm going to play for you one more time.
Okay.
Good morning, my dear. You seem quite happy.
I am, darling. My thorns came in so nice and pointy this year.
Oh, they talk about green thumbs. You've got a red thumb.
All right.
Meredith Baxter Verney.
First of all, not a character. That's an actress, and no. Verney. Good morning, Rock 104. Can you name that TV mom?
Morticia Adams.
There it is. That's it right there.
Hey, good on you.
Yeah, yeah. We would have also accepted Tish. Because that's what Gomez referred to her as all the time.
Oh, is that right? I don't remember that.
Katami. Yeah.
Carolyn Jones.
Carolyn Jones played her in the TV, or the TV series from the 60s, right? The 1960s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. She passed away in 1983. John Astin, still alive.
I know. He's got to be in his 90s, right?
Oh, 120, I think.
He might very well be close to 100. Who is this?
Miss Brandon.
Brandon, how are you this morning, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. We're going to get you qualified up. The grand prize drawing is coming up on Friday. We've got the necklace, the roses, the free food. You'd be living in high cotton, brother, or at least someone in your family will be living in high cotton should you win. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Hang on the line. We'll get you taken care of. All right, man?
All right.
Well done.
Carolyn Jones was in some great movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, House of Wax with Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Man Who Knew Too Much. King Creole with Elvis.
Oh, really?
How the West Was Won.
Huh.
Yeah, good on her. War of the Worlds. Carolyn Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Let's hear it for her.
Yeah. Some $4.8 million in federal grant money is coming here into the Magnolia State.
Woo!
And giving it to MDOT.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. No. You know what they're going to do. They're going to tear up every road that we have. Put in medians and J-turns and roundabouts.
Well, they're supposed to be using it to help pay for improvements to the contraflow operations on 59 and 55.
There is no flow on I-59. Since y'all started mucking it up.
Those, of course, the I-55 and I-59, the two major hurricane evacuation routes between Mississippi and Louisiana.
Oh, you're screwed if you got to take 59. Prepare to die. Hurricane or death by impact on 59 at the Gandy. Ooh, we're
the
grant. We'll choose.
The grant will help fund the extension of contraflow routes as well as make improvements for the flow of traffic. Utilized only in the event of a powerful hurricane, contraflow turns all four lanes of I-59 or I-55 traffic northbound from Louisiana through just south of Brookhaven on 55 or Hattiesburg on 59. To aid in the evacuation of southeastern Louisiana and coastal Mississippi residents.
Oh, I'm sure it'll go swimmingly.
The project is currently in the design phase with construction expected to begin sometime next year.
They ever opened that bridge between Pedal and Hattiesburg?
No, and it's been pushed back again.
All right. We can't even run them through that new bridge.
It's supposed to open, what, a month ago? And then they said, well, now maybe by the end of the month, in April. Well, now maybe the... But Friday, May the 10th will be no. They're not putting a date on it now. They just said, when we get it done, it's done.
It's ridiculous. I have missed so many events in Hattiesburg because I live on the wrong side.
You do know there are other ways to get into Hattiesburg.
You can't go through 59.
Well,
it's impossible.
It's a little bit of a quag, that's for
I
sure.
I mean, you're risking life and limb.
You can go Highway 11 and take the 42 bypass.
I don't like going that way.
Okay. You can go all the way down from you. You can go all the way down through New Augusta and come up 98 and go that route.
Ooh, it's a bit of a haul.
That is a bit of a haul. How bad do you want to get to Hattiesburg?
Well, I just think MDOT has to be stopped. They have to. I'm going to run for president of MDOT.
Okay.
Those changes around.
You going to yank a knot in their cord?
I am.
Hey.
Come to Jesus meeting at the MDOT.
Have we heard anything more about that thing that they were going to do in Laurel? Were they going to completely just ruin the entire city of Laurel?
Yeah, the median.
Yeah, on 16th Avenue?
They're going to put a median in 16th Avenue where there used to be one before the median was taken away. Because, yeah.
I don't know. Have we heard anything more about that? It's been kind of quiet here recently on that. In the last year or so.
I think it's still coming up.
Is it still on the books?
We're powerless to stop them. We're going to call in the National Guard or something.
No, you know what we need to do? Start us a
lay down in the street.
Hamas protest.
Yeah, encampment.
Pro-Palestinian protest right there in the middle
lane.
Of 16th Avenue. Y'all, come on, meet at Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're just going to get out there in the middle of the roadway, you know. You can park over at Los Primos or Hardee's because nobody ever goes to Hardee's. Just park there.
He's right.
Is that Hardee's even open?
I don't know, man. I might go in there. It's like something out of a David Lynch movie. Like the electricity's flickering. There's a weird fan noise in the back. Nobody's around. There's a little midget dancing backwards. It's like, what's going on in here?
I just want a burger. Remember when they served chicken? Used to serve chicken at the Hardee's?
Yes, hand battered.
It was pretty good chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, for a burger joint to have fried chicken, it was pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Back in the day. $6 burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which now costs you about $12. Anywho.
Yeah, MDOT.
MDOT.
It must be stopped.
Yes. Okay. Very good. What else? Oh, the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is...
The MBI.
Yeah, the MBI. They're continuing to sift through evidence in an officer-involved shooting from this past weekend in Gulfport that left one man dead. MBI says this all began when Gulfport police were called to the William Bell Apartments after reports of a stabbing incident going on there. So police show up, and a fight between one of the cops and a suspect takes place. That led to the gunfire.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's probably going to lead to gunfire most every time.
27-year-old Kendrell Tate suffered multiple gunshot wounds and died at a local hospital. The officer involved received no serious injuries. Once again, bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Generally speaking, when you take on law enforcement, it does not end well for you.
Hey, every time I see a cop, no matter where I'm at, what I'm doing, I lay face down on the pavement until they walk away.
You just assume the position.
Yeah.
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 Spread out.
You know.
On scalding pavement.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't getting shot.
Mm. Hey, do you ever wonder if your expired food is really expired?
I've often wondered because it smells okay.
Yeah, right?
And I've seen John eat some stuff that
ate some of your pizza from yesterday.
That was only like 5 or 6 days old.
Yeah, but so you licked every piece of it.
I know, but I didn't tell him that, though.
Well, I told him that, and he still went ahead and chowed down on it.
But I've seen him eat pulled pork from 4 months.
I know. We'll have leftovers from a tailgate party, and we'll have already done 2 extra games after that, and he will still be eating off of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I was like, oh, that's gonna turn your stomach. But no, he's fine.
Well, a PhD student at Southern Methodist University, that'd be the SMU down there in Dallas, Texas.
Oh yeah, very familiar with it.
This PhD student whose name is a mouthful even for me. Kendulilu Chuang.
Yes, yes. Of the Corpus Christi, Hawaiian.
Chuang.
Chuang.
C-H-A-W-A-N-G. Chuang.
Sure.
Kendulilu. Anyway, this student has invented a sensor that determines if something has actually gone bad.
It's like a little wand you wave over it.
I think it's probably something you probably poke.
Oh, like a sensor. Like a meat thermometer. A probe
thing, yeah. The food sensor reports a food's pH level. The pH levels are higher when food is spoiled. The invention has already been tested on fruit, fish, and milk. By the way, you and I, if average person, we toss out about $3,000 worth of food a year down, just throw it away because it's going bad. Average person tosses $3,000 worth of food.
Right. Won't throw away that bologna because it's a little discolored. Just peel it off. I still, 75% of that slice of bologna is still good.
You just skim the chunks off the top of the milk. The rest of it underneath is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Who wants another piece of milk?
Ready to roll out the strange but true?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
From around the world, around the country, around your block, and up your alley.
This is what we call the news not making the news, our daily segment of stories that don't get a lot of attention elsewhere. And imagine you found out that you were accidentally divorced.
Oh, man. That would have been a... delightful news.
What?
Huh. Would have saved me a lot of trouble.
Mm. The diva of divorce, Aisha Vardag, calls herself one of the top divorce lawyers in London, but her firm appears to have pulled the plug on a marriage before both parties were ready.
That's probably for the best.
I mean, they were going down that road anyway,
right? Right.
Court documents refer to the couple as Mr. and Mrs. Williams. The couple had been married for better than 20 years when Aisha's office staff clicked on the wrong file name in an online portal and declared them officially divorced. And while the mistake was uncovered 2 days later, they were in the process. They just hadn't gotten there yet. And again, the mistake was discovered, but a local judge did not reverse the order. Nope. It's in the law. It's the law now. So if they change their mind, they're going to have to go get married again.
I this is the time to make a clean break. This is God speaking to you. This isn't just happenstance.
Yeah, because, you know...
This is divine intervention.
I was going to say, what, it's one of the vows, right, of marriage? I mean...
Because God loves divorce.
Well, I mean, it says what, you know, what we bring together, and no man cast asunder, right? But if God deems it so...
Yeah.
Hey, he knows better than I.
Yeah, I say go with it. I'd hit the town.
You'd hit the town anyway.
I would.
Mm.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, just the two of us today, so go ahead. What you got?
All right. Well, I got some good news.
Well, fantastic.
To deliver. I know everybody's been on pins and needles since the story broke, and I'm here to deliver a happy ending.
Okay.
After nearly a week on the loose, Shug the Zebra was finally captured about 30 miles east of Seattle, Washington.
So, well done.
We can call off the troops.
What's the name of the zebra again?
Shug.
Shug?
What are you talking about, Shug? Where'd you go?
It's not a Seattle accent at all, but anyway.
That's okay.
Shug was the last of four zebras to be recovered. All four of them pulled a Steve McQueen.
Well, they're dressed like jailbirds. They might as well make a jailbreak.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they all absconded, and they managed to find three of them relatively quickly. Shug proved to be a little tougher. What had happened was they were being transported to Montana. That's when they got loose.
Well, of course. I mean, you're living out in Seattle. I mean, baseball season's in a way. The Mariners are playing good ball right now. Why would you want to go to Montana?
Some of the locals had some fun.
There's bears in Montana.
You're right. Well, a lot of folks would rather encounter a bear in the woods than a man, Tom, so. Or zebra.
Okay.
Some of the locals had fun with Shug's disappearance. Some memes started popping up on the internet supporting Shug's journey. One portrays Shug riding a ferry. F-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah, right.
And another edited image shows her rounding the bases at T-Mobile Park, getting some baseball action.
Aforementioned Mariners, yeah.
I remember when Mr. Ed played baseball?
Yes, for the Dodgers back in the day, if I'm not mistaken.
And they say Shug is in appears to be no worse for wear. So.
Good. Just so random. Zebras on the loose in Seattle.
Like when we get loose wallabies here or something like that.
Right.
It's the public gets swept up in it.
Shugmania, catch it.
That's right.
They have a weird sound too, zebras.
Really, do they? I ain't never heard one.
It's
figured it'd sound like a little horse.
Well, it's kind of a horse donkey kind of sound.
Yeah. Like a mare or a mule rather.
Yeah, let's see if I can find.
Because a mule kind of sounds like a donkey, but not really.
But they kind of chirp and bark at the same time. It's
they got zebras at the Hattiesburg Zoo. I'm gonna go poke one, make him say something.
That's a zebra.
That's wild.
Yeah, they kind of bark. Weird.
They all riled up about something.
Well, there's that farm that's just outside of Petal, off the Gandy Parkway. They got zebras out there too.
We ought to get us a zebra.
You want to ride a zebra?
Yeah. We take him to live broadcast. Kids would love it. $5 get kicked in the head by a zebra.
You've got a 19-year-old, nearly a 19-year-old daughter now.
Yes.
So does your daughter? Was she technically Gen Z?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up with it.
Yeah.
She was born in 2005, if that helps.
Not really. But But Gen Zs are notorious now for not wanting to use the phone.
So Gen Z and millennials are two different things.
Yes,
right?
Yes. John's a millennial.
Okay.
The next generation after that is Gen Z.
Oh, okay. All right. I get them backwards.
Yeah. See, you're Gen X.
Okay.
All right. I'm a boomer. It's boomer, Gen X.
Well, I knew that. Right. That's what John says to you.
Yeah,
all the
I know.
Time.
Okay, boomer. But no, Gen Zers, evidently, they don't like to answer their phone. In fact, nearly a third of adults panic when their phone rings unexpectedly.
It's never good.
And many won't even answer calls.
You know what? I'm with them on this one. I'm not scared of it. I just hate it when it happens.
The Gen Zers are literally terrified to answer the phone.
It's always trouble.
Well, that much isn't necessarily not true, but still, a survey found 31% of adults panic when their phone rings, especially if it's from an unknown number. And of course, in a time when cold callers and scammers are ringing you out of the blue, it happens more often than not. Almost 37% of those asked said they are less likely to answer when they receive a call without notice than they were 5 years ago.
Once again, I'm right there with them.
I'm like that too. If my phone rings and I don't recognize the number, or you're not already in my phone book, right, to where your name pops up on the caller ID, if I don't recognize it, I'll let it go to voicemail. You can leave me a message.
Yeah.
And if I know who you are, or if it's something that's, you know, pertinent that I need to get back to you on, I will call you back.
Text me what's up.
And you know? That's exactly what Gen Zers are doing.
I'll get back to you, you know, whenever I can.
For many, phone calls are a thing of the past. 12% of those surveyed said that it had been a week or even longer since they last spoke to someone on the phone.
How long?
A week or even longer.
Like normally? I could say that, but I actually made a phone call yesterday. I called in a order at the burger joint down the road. So I have actually talked to a person.
Yeah.
But before that,
well, you're kind of the oddity, though, because you're kind of a hermit. You're a recluse. You don't like to be bothered.
Right.
Gen Zers have flocked to TikTok to beg people, text me, telling their viewers on TikTok how they just sitting watching the phone ring is it just terrifies them.
I guess technically, since we do this show, sometimes I do talk to the listeners participating in the contest.
Well,
so
yeah,
I think that counts.
Does it really?
We do it every day. We talk on the phone every day, Tom.
Nearly 20%, 26% of Gen Zers prefer to communicate on social media instead of actually talking to someone. And I have found that to be a problem, even with talking with some of like our part-time help here.
Yeah.
Because most of them are either, they're the upper limit of the Gen Zers. But they are there, right? You know, late teens, early 20s. And you call them and
you got something come up. You need them to come into work.
I have to text them. I get a better response if I text them than if I call them.
Sure.
Nothing
good can come from a phone call. Been burned too many times, Tom.
I know. The research found that 72% of women are more likely to pick up the unforeseen call compared to only 57% of men.
That's like you said, your wife.
My wife, well, if it rings,
it bothers her.
She has, it's like, I just.
Who could it be?
She just wants to answer. And then she gets annoyed when she doesn't recognize the number. I said, just let it go to voicemail.
But what if it's somebody important? It never is.
They'll leave a message if it is. 40% of people prefer prior notice of a call.
Hey, I'm going to call you later.
Half of people will not pick up if they are not expecting a call.
Yeah, I won't.
Posting on TikTok, some Gen Zers say they literally scream when their phone rings because they hate it so much. And yet, they're attached at the hip with it, right?
Yeah, it's for our benefit, not yours. It's for me to get a hold of you if ever I need be, not for you to be able to get me at any time.
Another person clarified, calls from your loved ones are always top tier, but calling people for meaningless conversations is a problem.
What are you doing? wondering why you called.
And others said that although they are old school and hate typing, they'll prefer to opt for voice notes instead of actually speaking to them live on the phone. But many say they panic when receiving calls because it triggers their social anxiety and they freeze until the notification goes away. Literally, the phone rings and you're like, just
caught.
Caught.
Like deer in headlights.
And then it quits ringing and you're like,
oh my God.
Did you grow up in an era where there, before caller ID? Or did you always?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I had no idea.
I said, you know, growing up, and all baby boomers would be like this. You're growing up in the house, first of all, you didn't have a cordless phone, let alone a cell phone. Your phone was connected by a cord to the wall, and the receiver was connected to the phone in one way or another. In fact, I've mentioned this before. We didn't even have touch tone phone in my house until I think I went to college. My folks were so old school, we kept the rotary dial phone.
It takes 10 minutes to dial a nine-digit number.
Yeah, and what would be bad is you're dialing that nine-digit number and you mess up on the last number. It's like, son of a... And you have to go back and start all over again. But
I guess it would have been...
Yeah, it would ring.
Seven-digit numbers back then, but...
No, because, you know, you'd call grandma or whatever and it'd be a different area code. You're not just calling across town, but, you know, you calling grandma, she lives somewhere else.
We couldn't afford that, Tom. We couldn't afford to call grandma.
That also was a very true thing. No, that was very true. You waited until the weekend or after 7 p.m. or whatever it was when the rates went down.
Well, you just dial 1-800-COLLECT first.
See, I even predate that. I predate that. I mean, I've forgotten all about that, but yeah. We can call grandma we wait till the weekend or after 7 p.m. to call because the rates were less.
She'd be in bed already for 2 hours.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. Hee-haw was already over
with. Yeah, she hated y'all.
I've already watched Lawrence Welk and Hee-haw's over with. I'm going to bed.
Why do y'all call in the middle of the night?
But, Nana, it's only like 8:10.
The middle of the night!
Is it dark outside? Well, yeah, sunset about 15 minutes ago.
You're killing me with these calls.
Just text me instead. Well, that would really throw my grandmother off. Hell, it threw my dad off.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Garth could never get a hold and get the cell phone to work. He had one, just left it in the drawer.
You know, we peaked with that rotary phone.
Can you imagine today's kids having to grow up in an era where the phone would ring at the house and you, first of all, it would ring and ring loud. Second of all, there was no answering machine or voicemail. And third, you had no idea who was calling you.
I'd love to see a show like Big Brother. Except you take like Gen Zers, mm-hmm. millennials even, and put them in a house that has been specifically recreated to like circa 1982. It has all the technology of a house from 1982, but nothing past that. And just see if they can live in it without just resorting to cannibalism and going feral.
Have you ever found yourself in need of an insult?
Yes.
Somebody cut you off in traffic?
Yes.
Bumping you in the grocery store, just look at you the wrong way on the street.
Yes. Yes. In traffic a lot.
Yeah.
Because somebody cuts me off and
I mean, yeah,
I end up shouting something dumb because I'm not prepared. You, hey, stupid, you penis whistler.
I'm not even going to ask you to repeat that.
Okay.
It's probably for the best.
Okay.
Okay. So, tasked the staff with coming up with something different for today. And this is what they came back with. They said, how about if we give folks some insults that they can use in everyday life? Comings and goings.
I like it.
Somebody says something that ticks you off, you've got something to come back to them with. You know, like... I mean, not a real life scenario, but if you were a comedian on stage and somebody heckled you,
yeah,
you've got something to respond back to.
Shut up! You're stupid and stinky.
See, that's not very clever.
No.
So here are some of what they came up with, and we may do this from time to time. We call it Insults Tuesday. First one is, oh, hey, you know what? You were on my mind today.
Really?
It made me remember to empty the garbage.
Ooh. Ooh.
How about this one? You know what? You'd be secure if a zombie apocalypse started. You see, zombies eat brains. You've got no brain, see? So there.
Oh, yeah. You stupid!
See a running theme here. Being a smart ass means you're being smart. Otherwise, you're just an ass.
Yeah.
Don't really know. Is that really an insult?
No, that's more of a. That's it's just a that's really statement of fact. Mind, and, yeah.
Okay, a couple more. I only avoid severing you in half because I don't want two of you around.
Oh, that's good. That's the best one. Dark,
mm-hmm.
A bit sadistic, but fun.
Then you'll really love this one to close out with. What doesn't kill you disappoints me.
Oh, no, you did.
As always, our thanks to everybody who joined in here this morning and participated, whether it was texting in or calling in, maybe you're listening in. As always, we thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day, and obviously for you guys being a part of ours. Got some stuff going on here as we head into, I guess, a little deeper into this week. First of all, thanks again to Crystal Phillips from the Rockin' Awareness Acceptance thing that's coming up on Saturday. It's going to be at 320 5th Street, downtown Laurel. Gets underway Saturday afternoon about 3, running until well into the night, so probably until about 10, 11 o'clock or so. So lots of great stuff, and it's a great fundraiser with the team folks and the autism folks. So thank you so much for Crystal for dropping by here today. That's just one of the things that's going on. The Jones County Sheriff's Department is teaming up with the Ellisville State School again this year for the Law Enforcement 2024 Torch Run for Special Olympics. It's coming up on Thursday, line up at 1 o'clock, and the Torch Run itself will go through the Ellisville State School campus beginning at 1:30. Also coming up on, Friday evening, the YWCO in downtown Laurel's once again hosting its bingo night. Our own Doug Morris will be doing the calling for you. Doors open at 6. First bingo game starts at 6:30. And the proceeds benefit the United Way of the Pine Belt region. We mentioned the Autism Acceptance event on Saturday evening. And don't forget, on Sunday, it is Mother's Day. You've still got chances throughout the day today, as well as through the rest of this week, to get qualified up for our Mother's Day grand prize package, which includes a beautiful diamond pendant necklace, some flowers, a meal, pretty cool stuff. And we'll have the grand prize drawn again on Friday morning. So you got that on the way. Also on the way, the remainder of this week. Tomorrow, it's another Would You Rather Wednesday. And we'll also talk about a little bit about some food and drink that is trending. Until then, for Flying Brian and John Lamar, who hopefully will be back with us tomorrow, I'm Tom Colts. Grab your kids all up. Give them a big old hug. Tell them how much you love them. You don't have a great day at one because I didn't wish it. So God bless. See you in the morning.
Trees are green. We'll be right back.
want to go vomit on something dead.
The Rock 104 Morning Crew.